Jour 2. Document numéro 5. Mobile phones. Like so many teens today, Ebony is hooked on her mobile phone, even in school.
I love my phone. I need it. It's a necessity. Fortunately, our school has a relaxed mobile phone policy. The school feels that students should be allowed to use them the way they use payphones in schools. We aren't allowed to have them on during class time, but during lunches or free time, we can make cell phone calls. That means as soon as class ends.
This policy used to be the exception, and it now seems to be the norm in many schools, as we have seen many schools in several states over the past few years lift the bans on mobile phones in schools.
The reason, I guess, is that there's a legitimate purpose to having a cell phone and having the conversation in the school. Most parents think, because of the way the world is today, it's essential in case of an emergency that you be able to get in touch with your child, and they're able to get in touch with you.
One of the big concerns is that students can use their mobile phones to cheat.
Well, we haven't had any occasions here, but I know in other schools, kids have text messaged each other the answers for tests and things like that.
There's also the inevitable classroom disruptions when students leave the phones on, ring, and get calls.
In fact, you know, faced with the penalty of losing the right to have the phones in school if they go off in class, most students are learning to keep them in that silent mode on school grounds.